Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another powerful Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord comes alive. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless his name tonight for Deuteronomy 28, blessings. Blessed thou in the city, blessed thou in the field. Blessed thou in the fruit of thy body, blessed thou going out and not coming in. We just come to praise him tonight for our blessings in Deuteronomy 28. We come to give him the praise and the glory for Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And forget not our benefits. We have benefits. Joy is a benefit. A sound mind is a benefit. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Wealth is a benefit. And we just come to give him the praise and the glory tonight. So call a friend, email a friend, text a friend, and invite them on tonight because God have a word for you, you, and you. So get ready for your breakthroughs and not a breakdown. And know we are better and not bitter. Know we are the victors and no longer the victims. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We have a word for you, you, and you. So get ready to hear a word from the Lord. God bless you.
Good evening. Scripture reading is coming from Psalms chapter 107, verses 19 through 21. And I will be reading out of the NIV. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, with a humble heart tonight and stretch out arms to welcome you to rule and reign on this line tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to bless your name tonight, Father God. Because, Father, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And we just come to bless your name today. We come to thank you how you got us through this day. Your grace and your mercy got us through this day. And we come to say thank you. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we come to cast our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. Thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Father God. We come to magnify your name tonight. We come to lift you up, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And, Father, we thank you for the visionary of this line. As he continues to pour out to your people, pour back into him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name tonight. We come to thank you for Deuteronomy 28, blessings. We come to thank you for Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Forget not our benefits. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You give us many benefits. You woke us up this morning, eyes to see. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. ears to hear. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Look over our heads and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Father God. We thank you for healing and delivering your people, Father God, from all sickness and manner and diseases right now, Father God. Because you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and disease. Stop by Chicago. Stop by Harvey. Stop by Atlanta, Georgia. Stop by Montgomery, Alabama. Stop by Indiana. Stop by Saginaw. Stop by Grand Rapids and heal and deliver your children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to cast all our cares on you. We come to cast the world cares on you because you care for each and every one of us. And we just come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you, Father God. Keep your arms around them, Father God. Keep them safe from all harm and danger. Keep them safe from all sickness and diseases, Father God. You went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases, Father God. You know respect the person. You know respect the healing. And we say thank you. You're Dr. Jesus. You're the great physician. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you that you're cursing cancer at the root right now for those babies in St. Jude, Father God, for baby Michael right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Father God. We lift up all those in the penitentiary tonight, Father God. We lift all those in the county jails in every city and every state, Father God. We ask you to be a fence around them, Father God. Place the right people in their path that will encourage them and draw them to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name tonight for breakthroughs, 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 and not a breakdown. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Father God. We lift Rika up, Lord God, that work faithfully behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to bless her and her family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come and say how much we love you, how much we need you. We're nothing without you, Father God. Have your way on this line tonight. We lift up those in the pit, in the White House tonight, Biden and Harris tonight, and their families, Father God. Bless them indeed. Meet every need that they stand in need of, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up every doctor, every nurse right now to you, Father God. Have your way in their lives today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Father God. We lift up the firefighters and their families, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Deliverance, set free. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, Father God. All power is in your hands, and we just say thank you. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Father God. That no weapons formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we say bless your name tonight, Father God. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The laid his life down for us so we can live and have our being. And we come to bless your name tonight, Father God. And we just say thank you, Father God. We plead the blood over every neighborhood tonight, in the nations tonight, Father God. Have your way, deliver and set free, Lord God. We bind up stress, oppression, depression, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We bind up Alzheimer's tonight, dementia tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind it up and we send it to the dry place, Lord God. A fresh fire anointing over brain cells tonight, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up all our relatives to you tonight, Father God. Me and Father God, have your way in their lives, Lord God. Keep them safe, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name, Father God. We just come to stop by and say how much we love you, how much we need you. We're nothing without you, Lord God. We thank you for our stumbling blocks as our stepping stone. We thank you that you're the potter and we're your clay and you continue to mold us. Mold us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. so we can be the men and women of God you called us to be. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we thank you for stopping by hospitals on tonight, nursing homes on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight. We come and say thank you for being our Father. We thank you for bringing heaven to earth, because there's no sickness in heaven, no diseases in heaven, no cancer. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So we thank you for bringing heaven to earth, Lord God, killing and delivering your sons and your daughters. We lift up the homeless to you tonight, Father God. Have your way in the homeless tonight, Father God. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Closed doors that can't no man open for the homeless, Lord God. They knew a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food to eat, Father God. Open up the doors in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name tonight. We magnify your name tonight because your word says you will be lifted up. You will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up tonight and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continued to glorify. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all the school systems to you tonight, Father God. Have your way in the school system tonight, Father God. Those that are going to summer school, Father God, keep them, Lord God, from seeing and unseen danger. In the name of Jesus, keep them from seeing and unseen sickness. Cover all the teachers, Lord God, the principal right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in every city, in every state, throughout the nation, schools, Lord God, cover them with the blood. Dispatch their angels of safety right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way on this line, Lord God, because it's all about you, not about me, about me doing your will and your way. And I'm asking you to have your way tonight, Lord God. We come with empty hearts right now to be filled with more of you. Have your way on this line. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you and nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just come thanking you, God, for all the many blessings you poured upon our lives, Father God. We thank you, God, for life, Father God, and life more abundantly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for how you keep watch over us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, with all that's going on in the world today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Your hand is upon us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we just thanking you, God, for keeping us in safety, Father God, keeping us in security, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, hallelujah, we pray right now, Father God, hallelujah, for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. Each and every person on this line, connected to this line, that have been on this line, Father God, that desired to come on and wasn't able to, Father God, we pray a blood covering over them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and a blood covering over all of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you are the strong tower, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The righteous can run in and be safe, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the standard you've already raised, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, even when there's trouble on every hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything seems upside down and topsy-turvy, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you said in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, and Psalm 46:1-2 are that present help in the time of trouble, oh God. So I'm decreeing and declaring their help, oh God. Hallelujah, has went out to your people on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No matter what they may be dealing with, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. No matter what they may be experiencing, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, that you're helping them now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're turning things around for their good right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able to do it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I'm just praying right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that even, oh God, hallelujah, in someone's distress, Father God, in someone's worry, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're shifting in the atmosphere right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, we are binding up, Father God, worry and stress and depression and oppression, Father God, and those suicide attempts and thoughts right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And God, I just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're bringing relief right now to your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're bringing restoration, oh God, to the people right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, you're restoring everything that the enemy has stolen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're giving it all back. Oh God, I thank you, God, because you already stored the wealth of the righteous. The wealth of the wicked for the righteous, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So we just give you glory, we give you praise, oh God, on tonight. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And I'm praying, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for the lost, Father God. And I'm even praying for the saved, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that are going through challenges, Father God, that are in backslidden states, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would draw them back to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And the lost, they will find you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, that, oh God, the lost and those that are in the backslidden states will surrender all to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for once and for all, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and turn their lives around, and salvation shall be their portion, will be their portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I give you the praise, I give you the glory, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, that there is fullness of joy in your presence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so Father God, in this hour, help us to tap in to your presence, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, take our minds off of all the things that's going on around us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but fine-tune our minds, Father God, to you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, so that we might find peace and we might find joy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because you said in your word, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, if we keep our minds stayed on you, oh, God, you would keep us in perfect peace, Father God. Now, Father God, hallelujah, perform a divine mind transplant right now over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, transform the minds, Father God. Stabilize the minds, Father God. Fine-tune them and station them to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you the praise. I give you the glory for doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, let us grab hold of your hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in this time period, Father God, glory, hallelujah, never letting it go, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, pressing, oh God, hallelujah, pressing on towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God, don't let us faint, don't let us give up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but keep standing flat for the unmovable and unshakable, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, and Father God, we binding up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, sickness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we praying right now that you would touch every single body right now, Father God, every single malfunction, dysfunction, oh, God, known to man operating in his body, Father God, right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, every disorder, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for you just, your healing virtue flowing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, over our these bodies of ours, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you're divinely aligning them with your word right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we decree and declare their healing, oh God, hallelujah, shall be, oh God, the portion of your people, Father God, of us, your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, deliverance, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, we're giving you praise, we're giving you glory, and we're giving you honor, Father God, and we bind you up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all these issues in the world, Father God, the violence, the murder, the malice, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we send it back to the dry place. Oh God, we're binding up the evil, Father God, glory, hallelujah, all manners of evil, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're binding up the sin and iniquity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray right now for those that feel downtrodden, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those, oh God, that feel like castaways, Father God, those dealing with self-esteem issues, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would lift their countenance up right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and show them their divine purpose, Father God, glory, hallelujah, show them their worth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, we pray for the families of the bereaved on tonight, Father God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you would just, oh, God, move by your spirit for them now, Father God. We thank you that the Comforter has been sent, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your loving arms wrapped around them, Father God, and you're catching the tears. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're uplifting them with your mighty right hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're softening that blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you're lifting up that garment of heaviness and giving them garment of praise in spite of all that they're going through, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you're pouring your love upon them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And they're walking in love towards one another, Father God, and being the strength of one another, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, now move, oh, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. And provide, Father God, as Jehovah Jireh, Father God, every one of their needs, Father God. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. By your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and we cancel the spirit of destruction, and oh God, hallelujah, mass murder spirits, we send it back to the dry place, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and we just want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor for what you're doing for your people, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and Father God, hallelujah, thank you, God, hallelujah, for our overseer, Dr. Laron Matthews, Father God, strengthen him on tonight. Father God, continue to strengthen him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Pour into him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Fresh rain of words, oh, God, for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Pour down fresh wisdom right now, new wisdom, Father God. Right now, show them how to go in and about and around to people in this hour, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you taking them higher and deeper in your word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you using them like never before, Father God. And even as, oh, God, the word comes forth tonight, for let it fall on good ground. Oh, God, let the people not just hear it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, but internalize it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and apply it to their lives and be doers of the word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Now, Father God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every leader on this line, connected to this line, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for covering them and their families and moving by your spirit in their lives, oh, God, in their circumstances and situations in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, I thank you, God, for Mother Gwen, Father God, pour back into her, Father God, as she poured out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, cover her and keep her and her family. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even for, oh, God, Evangelist Piggott, Father God, as she come forth, Father God, use her for your glory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, show her how to go in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and what to pray for, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and cover her and her family. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just want to bless you, and we want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, we send every bit of backlash and retaliation, oh, God, back to the pit of hell, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that would come, oh, God, because of these petitions, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, that it's already done, Father God, because before we even spoke it, Father God, you already did it, Father God. So we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Holy Father, we come to you tonight, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. We enter your courts with praise, God. We thank you today, Lord God, that you've allowed us to come together for such a time as this, oh, God. We thank you, Father, that everything that you're about to do today, oh, God, on this line, Lord God, we're going to give you glory and praise, Lord God. We will have an ear to hear in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are here and your presence are being made known in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will have your way on this line tonight, Lord God, as you, Lord God, shift the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you will bring a fresh wind, Lord God, upon your people like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you will touch, Lord God, the East Coast, the West Coast, the North and the South. In the name of Jesus, touch every continent. In the name of Jesus, touch the entire world. In the name of Jesus, those under the sound of our voice, oh God, that needs to hear, Lord God, all about you, Lord God, let the frequency, Lord God, go forth in the name of Jesus. Let the, Lord God, angels, Lord God, go forth in the name of Jesus and fight on your people's behalf in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, Lord God, that you're such a forgiving God. So we ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us of our sins, knowing and knowing in the name of Jesus. Blot out our transgressions in the name of Jesus, for our sin is ever before you, oh God. We ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, oh God. If we, Lord God, worship, Lord God, any other God that is not like you or not of you or is you, oh God, or that is not you, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you will bring it forth, oh God, and to tear down the idols in the name of Jesus, so that your people can be liberated in the name of Jesus, not living under a false pretense, oh God, but will live, Lord God, in liberty in the name of Jesus. For you said in your word, who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a healer, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't want us to be the same way that we was yesterday or even an hour ago, God. So that's why we can come to you, Lord God, with lifted hands, God, and we worship and honor you, oh God. We bless your glorious name, God, because you love us, oh God. You love us enough, Lord God, not to leave us the same way, Lord God. So, God, we come to you surrendered. We come to you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. And as you give your people the peace that they need in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will, Lord God, turn their sorrows into joy in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that it will take the garment of sorrow off of God and put on a garment of praise in the name of Jesus. For it is you that they live and move and have their being, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that in this hour, in this season, Lord God, that they shall walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. For we know, Lord God, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, oh God. And when you said it, God, we know that it is done, God, in your timing, oh God. So we, Lord God, celebrate you, Lord God, and we shall wait. And in the midst of it all, Father, we will bow before you, oh God. No other God will we serve in the name of Jesus, but you, the true and living God, the one that set us free, the one that died on the cross for our sins. Oh God, it is you. Oh God, and so we thank you, Lord of Lords, Prince of Peace, Alpha and Omega. Oh God, we reverence you on today, God. Send forth your God in the name of Jesus, your ways, oh God, upon your people. Let the anointing fall fresh upon your people tonight, Lord God, that they will be liberated in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is defeated and he is under our feet in the master's name of Jesus. No weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. For God, we know, oh God, that you've given us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is defeated, and anybody else, oh God, in any other thing, Lord God, that tries to stab us in the back, oh God, in the name of Jesus, will not happen in the name of Jesus. For you covered us under the shadow of your wing, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can hide under you, oh God. We thank you that we can run safely into the house of God. And Lord God, what other place will we rather be, oh God? Better is one day in your courts, oh God, a thousand elsewhere. And so, Lord, we thank you today, God, that we can bow before you today, God. We reverence you. We honor you, oh God. Oh, Prince of Peace. Oh, lover of our soul, the lifter of our head, God. We thank you tonight, God, that there shall be a breakthrough in someone's today, God, because they made up in their mind, Lord God, that they shall serve you and you alone in the name of Jesus. They're tired of the cigarettes. They're tired of the drugs. They're tired of all the things that had them bound in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you're liberating them right now, God. Draw the backsliders back to you in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, those, it doesn't matter what color they are, God, you're calling them one by one in the name of Jesus. Use us as your conduit for your kingdom in the name of Jesus to speak about the gospel of Jesus and all that you have done for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that you can, all you will do and all that you will continue to do, oh God, as we lay before you, oh God, as we submit our will to you and your way, God. Have your way on this line, and we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Oh. days of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
Of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, the senior pastor and overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located in the city of Harvey, Illinois. I welcome you all today for joining us. For being part of this powerful night. There's a word from the Lord for God's people this evening. And certainly, with what we're experiencing and what we're seeing and what we're viewing, is going to be very powerful. Many of you who have been following the media, you just found out today, Dr. Fauci is stepping down. He's retiring. He's retiring from all of the criminal activity he has done all of these years. He's next in line. They're all coming down one at a time. All the big cases are being delivered. You're watching it. You're seeing it. Everything after July 15th. I told the people you're going to be expecting something this week. It's happening all around us. Nothing. Look at somebody say, everybody needs a prophet in their life. I'm telling you. You need a prophet in your life. You need to know. So he's waiting for Biden administration to end, or Biden to finish his term. We'll see how that's going to work. In line, everything is coming down. It's quickly happening. Everything is emerging fastly. If you want to invite others to join us tonight, you can do that. Go ahead over there and invite them. Click it on the Facebook page and share it over here with others that they'll be blessed by the word from the Lord that God has given us. But I want to thank intercessors and prayer warriors, kingdom leaders, ministry gifts, all of you who have been so faithful and committed to working hard and diligently through your work, duty, intercession, prayer warriors, commitment, dedication, you name it, the list goes on. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you all joining us. There is a word from the Lord. I'm telling you, there's a right now word from the Lord for you on tonight. And you will be blessed by the word of the Lord God that he's given us for his people. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, and you ministry gifted people. Bless you on today. I thank you for your strong commitment to do what we do in ministry and in the duty of ministry. I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed out from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse number 1. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1, and we're going to go into the word of the Lord God, and then we'll open up the line. I have several points I'm going to deal with tonight. I'm going straight into this word on tonight, and I know you're going to be blessed by it. So certainly you don't want to miss this word on tonight. How many know? Well, I've already started teaching, so let me just talk about the vision of the prophetic council and verse out of Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 1 through 4. He said, I was set upon my watch, and I was set me upon the tower. And I will wait to see what the Lord was saying to me when I am reproved. That word in the actual Hebrew, when made ready, prepared, ready, I'm ready. Then he said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that they may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall see, not lying. So a cherry wait for it. It will surely come to pass. His soul, which is not upright in him, not upright, but the just shall live by faith. And this is a very powerful disclosure and a disclaimer in the season. If you don't have it, you won't make it. It's a very powerful disclosure and a disclaimer for many of us right now. You have to live, breathe, and walk in faith operation, full term, not part-time. Faith is a very powerful nucleus of things right now for the lives of so many of God's people. You need it right now. There's no taking away from it. You need faith to be the keen activator of everything that we do right now in this season and in this hour. So we thank God for the faith movers and the faith shapers who are connecting in this time to be able to move with faith. The vision of this prophetic comfort line is to communicate the life of God to this people and change the world one touch of the dialing of the phone. Become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that would allow them to become open to communicate their hearts about any force that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That's their vision. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the mission and the vision of this prophetic conference live that was birthed from that place. Amen. Once again, if you want to share with others, you can go over to my Facebook page, share it from Administrator Lisa Bryan Praise, and you can share it from mine, and other people will be blessed by it. You can share it on other platforms and arenas as well. I believe, like I told you, this is a word from the Lord for the people of God on today. And I know that anytime you are watching, viewing, and seeing mighty hand of God move like he's moving, we know that he's up to something on behalf of the people and the people of God. So we know the Lord is saying something and he's speaking with measure, he's speaking in power and authority, and with the word, he's releasing it with such strength. Right this moment, if you, and many of you see it and you're viewing it, you saw the big world announcement today that Dr. Fauci has resigning from his position, or retiring at the end of Biden administration. He's retiring from his activity that he's been doing. I'll put it like that. He's retiring and going into the sunset like Bill Gates, who said he was so sad by what he's been seeing. He's been so heartbroken. So he's going to give $28 billion to charity for continued experimental work that he's doing to the people around the world for his humanitarian project. We're watching all of these things unveil themselves. We thought we were British Prime Minister resigned, Italian Prime Minister resigned, Israeli Prime Minister resigned, the assassination of the Japanese former Prime Minister, and the farewell address of some people in the royal family. Isn't it powerful today, too? Guess who took the world stage, see? Today. At the UN, United Nations. Guess who took the world stage at the United Nations today? Queen Elizabeth's son, Harry, to promote and talk about Nelson Mandela. He was at the UN. He went to the United Nations. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that something very powerful? He gets the world stage to go to the United Nations and talk about Nelson Mandela. Well, people of God, he might as well get prepared to take the throne, him and Megan. Everything is all set up. She walked in there. Did y'all see her? You have to watch it on the news. You can go to YouTube. Look at how him and her were walking together. Just walking together. He was waving with his humble self, preparing for his throne, preparing to take charge. Everybody know what the deal. You all know the prophetic deal and what's going on. And they try to focus on the insurrection, which they ain't got nothing on that. They just paying lawyers. You know, I wish I was a lawyer. Administrator Richard Bryan, I wish I was a lawyer that's working on this case of this insurrection, getting paid $5,000 about $5,000 an hour. And you know that's been going on for weeks, right? Because you know they're pumping in big money. Big money. Big, big money. Man, if I get $5,000 an hour, I work over 100 and some hours on what's going on. And I call it the What's Going On campaign. Shoot, I'd be wealthy. let me do the insurrection, represent the insurrection. I'll be all right after it's all over. I can go into the sunset with the money that they make it per hour for these cases. But nonetheless, God is good. So we're watching so many powerful things. But this is what I'm going to do before I share the word of the Lord God. Anyone have a question or comment for me? I know that some people, yesterday we had a powerful morning, powerful service, powerful morning. If y'all joined us at 7:45, we went there almost at 8 o'clock. We had a large crowd joining us. We had people from the United Kingdom. We had people from Saudi Arabia on there, another country, India, a guy from Kenya, a pastor from Kenya joined us on the Facebook Live. We just had so many people. But if you have a question that you want to ask me real quickly or a comment you want to make real quickly, I can assist you with. I'm going to let people know so you know if you follow me. I'm not going to be doing a one-on-one interpretation of dreams. If you call the conference line, what you do is a counseling session. I'm doing like everybody now. I'm taking this thing very seriously. When people are asking for counseling sessions, if not, you can go to your own pastor. You can go to your own pastor and leader. Because we've been opening it up on Thursday morning, me and Mother Sydney, to share the word of God and take your comments and questions. So if you want things to be told and expounded on, you can call the office, a counseling session. Amen. A different season to be in for us. One of the things the religious world, because there's so much going on, they don't know the difference between true authentic counseling in a word, the counterfeit word, because they're pulling, and they don't want to be a blessing. I can say that to people. Amen. Counseling session. And what I do, that's what I went to school for. I was a teacher. I was a counselor for Joliet Job Corps. The Job Corps, I was a counselor in my schooling when I was at high school in Chicago. I was a counselor and a teacher. Yeah. I started off as a counselor in training, teaching counselors in training from the Park District years ago. And that was in the late 80s and early 90s. We started a program called Counselors in Training, CIT, for the Joliet Park District. It started in a area of Skokie, Illinois. That Park District program had counselors in training called CIT. We train young people through counseling them and doing different jobs and responsibilities. We secured funding for that at that time, about $14,000 for the Park District to work with inner city kids and counseling them and training them. So that blessed a lot of young people during that time and family in the intergovernmental agreement between Housing Authority, Park District facilities, and the city of Joliet at that time. So many things came from that place, and God really blessed the people in such a powerful way. Amen. People were blessed. All right. So those were some of the things we did in the mandate and the assignment that God has given us for his people to bless them at that time. Amen. All right. So does anybody have a question or comment for us? We know that I told you all this month, you ain't seen. Now, wait a minute. You all ain't seen nothing yet after the 20th. Dr. Fauci is retired at the end of Biden administration. You know that you know that's any day now. But so you ain't seen nothing yet after the 20th of this month. Everything now. You all been watching. Everything's been operating in 15th. You saw You saw what happened in the month of July, right? Everybody's been keeping a track of all of these resignations in this month. Prime Minister of United Kingdom, Great Britain, connected to Queen Elizabeth, Italian Prime Minister, connected to the Jesuit Order and the Catholic Church, Prime Minister of the of Israel, connected to that secret society, and connected to, well, I don't want to get it all out today, connected to world events and the noble birthing line, the high-ranking birthing line, that, and the rising sun country, Japan, where the sun rises. That's why you ever see the symbol of Japan, that symbol of the sun, the rising sun country where the sun rises there, Japan. So, faith of God and people of God, those who are following us, keep your eyes fixed. And then today, you were able to watch the world stage welcome Harry and Meghan on the stage. But he was the one that did the speech at the United Nations. He spoke to the United Nations. So, what did that mean? That letting you know it's coming close to the end of an era, because the other brother could have did it. Charles could have did it. Well, Edward can't do nothing because he's in total trouble. He's in big, big, big trouble. So he ain't doing nothing. That's Queen Elizabeth's other son. That's the baby boy, because she only had two sons. All right. So we all are watching and viewing what's going on, coming to a head. And you know they're on the United States Congress floor, who that congressman is trying to push something with climate and some other things. So they just tearing him up, all of the United States Congress people are tearing him up on the floor. See, they're all in divided. That's confusing. There's utter confusion. So what y'all watching is utter, you're watching utter confusion among them. Utter confusion. There's utter confusion going on there. So, yes. Keep your eyes in viewpoint of what's happening in real time, or what I call 3D. I'm bringing it up front, bringing it close to you to see it done in 3D for the people of God. Please let people know that we're on first and third Monday night, but not every Monday night, just first and third Monday night. Whew. The schedule is moving very heavily in this season. First and third Monday night, we're right here on the conference line. All right. Now, let's go into the word of the Lord God. Been sure about any... Anyone have a question or comment over there? Ethan Bryan or anybody from the ministry or leader have a question or comment?
No, let's just stand back and answer.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's move into the word of God. And believe me, I'm not trying to control my message today, because I've been doing good at our service to get us in and out in a timely manner and bless God's people. So I've been staying in the perimeter of the word of God. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. Let's move into the word of God from the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18, then the book of Haggai, 2, verses 8 and 9. And we're going to end on Philippians 1 and 6. Philippians 1 and 6. 1 and 6. Go there. I think I'm going to just slow it down. I'm not going to work hard for that. I'm going to teach and give some points and maybe go to Facebook Live tonight after I get off of here. How about that? Thank you, God. We'll do Facebook Live tonight. All right. And I'll share here. I'll share what I'm sharing tonight. Then we'll go to Facebook Live. And I'll go from there to teach and talk about other events that the Lord gave me for the people. Because I told you this week to get ready for this week. How many was on here that followed me when I said get ready for this week? And you're on here, you can unmute your line and say, I. And I told you, get ready, what's going to happen? You're going to see some stuff back tomorrow. So did anybody hear me say that? And you hear, and you follow me, we hear Star Trek and just say, you heard.
Because
I want to know. You know, if you were there and you saw what we said was going on. We don't want no one to feel that they missed out on anything or they didn't hear what the Lord has said or what we've been telling going on. We want people to know. Into the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 18. 43, verse number 18. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. One of the books of the prophetic, and it's the book of the major prophets. Actually, the first book of the prophetic books. Their name means Yahweh is salvation. When you get to Isaiah chapter 43, it literally explains that Yeshua is the Savior. And there's no nine other than that. It verses 18 opens you up with the promises of God and victory that we will have in God, and that the victory will come from God and Him alone as an ultimate redeemer of Israel, even in the midst of forsaking him and the Babylonian system that was challenging. Let's actually go to Isaiah 43 and verse number 14. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I sent to Babylon, and I brought down all their nobles. You hear that? Did y'all hear that? God had brought up all the noble birthing and the Chaldean who cry is in the ship. Oh, what is his name? Jeff Bolzer. He got that big old ship crying in the ship, trying to get them to open up that big old portal so he can bring his ship in there. Let me keep moving. I'm prophesying while I'm rolling, y'all. So y'all got to stay with me. I'm the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King, says the Lord, which maketh the way in the sea and the path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched. That's toast. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Haggai chapter number 2. Verses number 8. Yeah. Chapter number 2, verse number 6. Amen. Verse number 6. Amen. Let's actually go to verse number 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remained among you. Fear ye not, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all of the nations, and the desires of all nations shall come. I will fill his house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, thus says the Lord of hosts. Excuse me. The glory of this latter house to be greater than of the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord was speaking to me today and tell the people, men and women of God, put it on my Facebook page just to give you an intro, and tell the people, don't go back. Don't go back. The glory of the latter house is going to be far greater than the former. What you're watching right now, what you're viewing right now, what you're experiencing right now, what you're looking at right now, what you're seeing right now, is you're watching the latter. Don't look back. The glory of this latter house is greater than of the former. And he said, tell the people, I am hosting this one. I am hosting this one. When you read the Old Testament, when you hear the Lord of hosts, seeing that the presence of God and his angelic angel are in total authority and representative on behalf of the people. When you hear the word the Lord of hosts, that means that God is hosting everything. He's hosting every event. He said, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. All of what you watched at in 2019 and 2020 and 2021 and to right now, don't look back. We've came to the crossroads, people of God. Only thing you're feeling and experiencing is residue of the mind and the mental capacity of the people. There are still people wearing masks for the fear. There are still people staying 6 feet distant. There are still people that want to invite nobody to come. They're still doing what they're doing, and that's your right, rightfully so. And then it came in, it caused May 25th, 2020, George Floyd, and they told you to say you can't breathe. You couldn't because you had masks on. All of those prophetic things were all part of the farewell and the closing down. Now, July 15th, or July 2022, actually, January 2022 opens us up to an entire new era, entire new dispensation, an entire new epic moment in the earth, arising up. You know, when a civilization, there it is. We're in an entire new civilization. All seven continents, we are in a new civilization. Let's take a look at what's around you. The entire civilization have changed. Demographic, geographic, all has changed. And the Lord is saying, don't look back, people of God. What's forward is far greater than anything that was behind you. What you're about to experience is far greater than anything that you look back to or seem to look back to. It's far greater than that. Ecclesiastes chapter number 9 of Ecclesiastes chapter number 9. Read this one. Whatsoever thy hand findeth it to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I return the song to the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skills, but time and chance happeneth to them all. All of those things that he spoke of right there. I return the song to the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happening to them all. We are in the spotlight right now in the earth realm. The people of God are in the spotlight in the earth realm. Everything is crumbling down before the very eyes of the enemy. Verse 12. For man also knoweth not his time as a fish that is taken in an evil net, and as a bird that are caught in a snare, so are the son of man. Snare is an evil time when it has fallen, felleth suddenly upon them. Everything you're watching, not viewing, seeing, experiencing is in real time in the earth realm. The replacements are in effect. The doors are being closed. The Lord God is hosting everything that you're watching right now. God is hosting. And for some of you all, God is revealing to you, if you're not naive and not in denial, everything that's happening in the world, it's God revealing those things to you right now about people, places, things, relationships, connections, ministry, job, opportunity, advancement, promotion. Nothing is being hid. Everything is being exposed. People are exposing other people. People who were with you, you know the real deal now. So nothing is hidden from the people of God. Don't look back. You find that the lie that was told on you is coming out. That truth is prevailing over lies. Everything that was worked against us is working in our favor right now. That's happening is working in your favor to the highest level and the highest degree. Every financial marketplace is in the favor of the believer. Look at the job market. Thousands of jobs are available and nobody wants to work because what coronavirus did to their mind. We haven't seen nothing yet. 2023 and the month of September, man, brace yourself, people of God. Brace yourself in the marketplace, the money, the wealth, the advancement, Gwen Marshall. All of the things that look like it ain't working in your favor and the knowledge that some of us have and the wittiness and the business and the creativity you have on your life, people going to summon you. They're going to summon you. They want what you have. They're looking for you, what you have. You're not even going to have to. You will not have to go after anything, Apostle Simmons. They people are going to summon us. They're looking for us now. Everything is in the favor of the believer. So God said, don't look back. You got to move forward now. Don't worry about what did not happen. Get ready to see what's getting ready to manifest now in the later. Oh, yeah, it's manifesting itself. They don't have enough teachers in the world. They don't have enough pastors and leaders in the world. They don't have enough doctors and nurses in the world. They don't have enough labor people to do the labor force in the world. They're going to summon you. the Chaldeans, the sorcerer, the magician, the wizard, they can't do anything right now. God has the spiritual realm locked up. That's why most of them people can't consult the voodoo witches and the warlocks. They can't consult them. They don't even know what to do. They're confused. Look at the Catholic Church. Look at what just happened to them. More stuff is coming out on priests. Look at these prime ministers. They don't have nothing. They can't do anything. Look at Bill Gates. He didn't get on there. He on his Twitter. He didn't tweet on there. I'm so sad today. How in the world you say it with all the millions of dollars? Whatever Eli, whatever his name is, Musk. He don't even know what he's doing. And Boza, whatever his name, Boza, I call him Boza. Jeff Boza, he didn't fit the $500 million on a boat so he can go out and deal with the marine round. Or Dr. Fauci. Y'all bad self. You look at his, you can look at him and see he preparing his farewell address. All of these things. Now you got to remember last year all of them were jumping up and down laughing. All of them were talking about all the stuff that they were doing. Last year at this time, you remember the things of God? Last year at this time, these were the big wigs making all the Center for Disease Control and the World Health Organization and the impact. Now, the curtain is up. Johnson & Johnson. What's the rest of those other ones? All coming out. The sun has set. Look at all of those old guards on scene. The Lord has spoken. July 2022. Some of y'all are going to have the best times of your life from now on. The overturning the Roe versus Wade. And they officially put in an act in 1973, and the court system started in 1970. 50 years next year. Solidify a whole lot for things that have been in your life over the United States and the world. The sun has said, don't look back. And somebody say, look forward. Keep looking forward. Don't look back now. You're in a pivotal time. Look at the airlines. I saw the tickets drop. The tickets drop half prices. The housing market. The floaters ain't flow no more. Everything coming to a car. We got one more major showdown that's going to settle it. You can call this one, if you want to write it down, call it the Mount Carmel Showdown. You can call that down. Call it the Mount Carmel Showdown. I call it the Mount Carmel Showdown. Prepare for the Mount Carmel Showdown in the land. That's when all of the prophets of Grove and Jezebel meet the prophet Elijah. In the showdown. You know what happened, right? Because he told them to go first. You know what's going to happen? All of these prophets that spoke and false prophets and gave lies to these wealthy people and made these false prophets like what did Nebuchadnezzar did. He called for that head. The ones all profiteered. Keep your eye open. Thanks to God. Keep your eyes straight on the prize. You ain't seen nothing yet. Some of you have to brace yourself. And there will be some of you, you're gonna go scared. God's gonna push you on the stage. You're gonna be scared. We're gonna push you up there. You're needed right now. your gift, your obedience, your faithfulness, your commitment, your dedication. All of the old stuff they're using right now, they're backdating stuff. It's original people time. And they know it except you. You just don't know it. But the wake-up call is coming. When I open my mouth and prophetically speak, you know. When they say Smith Barney, when he speaks, everything gets silent. Because it's coming to pass that some of you right now, you're guaranteed heirs to stuff. You don't see it. You're guaranteed heirs to wealth. You're guaranteed family heirs. You had to worry about 40 acres of land and a mule. You're going to have more than that. They ain't seen yet what God is going to give you and present to us. Because when he prepares, when he holds something, it's a guarantee. When God speaks, it's a guarantee in the land. And when he shuts down that witchcraft spiritual realm of the noble birthing, the bowing down, the ancient mysticism, when they put that big old worship demon in the United Nations and all of those things, they had their time. It's the men and women of God time, and you're getting ready to watch it manifest. And even the ones who are among us, you're watching that. There's a move right there. That's why I said, don't go back. I'll drop a few points on you and I'm done, thanks. Number one, you can put this down. You're God's investment right now. You're God's investment. Yes. You're God's investment. Number two, he can trust you to be, God can trust you to allow him to host this team. He can trust you to be the host, be part of his host and part of his team, that is. He can trust you to be part of his hope. And part of his thing. Number three, and I'm done. They can only follow you and they can't stop you. Everything that's happening right now, they can only follow you and they can't stop you. The thing that you're watching right now is unstoppable. Only thing they can do is follow you. They can't stop you. You are in an unstoppable era. Matter of fact, put that down. Number four, you are in an unstoppable era. You are in an unstoppable era. In this hour. All right, I'm done. All four of you. Let me go home again. Your God's investment trusts you to be part of his hosting him in his kingdom. They can only follow you. You can't stop. You can combine them. You are in an unstoppable era in this hour. That's it. Take that. Move on. Watch. What you think you couldn't do in your business, Watch what your LLC going to do. Watch what your nonprofit, watch what you're going for-profit is going to do. Watch all of this money going to be available to all of you all. Those who have that bank account, you ain't got to hurry up and create another bank account. Watch all of the money going to be available to you. Watch all the millions of dollars that's going to be available to you because of your creativity. And you ain't going to need what they call a license for it. You ain't going to need, because your life experience right now in the earth realm, your life experience is going to buy you whatever you need. Your life experience, you can put that down. Write that. Put that number 5. Your life experience going to get you anything you want. Let me put that down at number 5. God is speaking to me right now. Your life experience is going to get you anything you want. You want. In this time. Your life experience don't get you anything you want in this. Because everybody must understand the world as it stands. Let me put number 6 down. I think you're all, I heard you, Holy Ghost. The world as it stands is under an indictment. Ooh, look at that. Good God Almighty. I heard that one. The world as it stands. The world as it stands is under, let me make this, you ain't, hold on, don't write that one down. The world as it stands is under indictment, yeah, put that down, indictment, and under investigation. Ooh, wow. Oh, goodness. I was done. When God speaks to me in the Kairos, and under investigation. Because most of us right now, we don't fit the criteria for the positions you want, but your experience have gained, ooh, thank you, right now, write that down. Most of us don't fit the criteria of the system, but our experience qualifies for all things. Let me put that one down, too. I got to write that down. Somebody write that down for me. Help me out, because my brain is moving so fast right now. Most of us don't fit a criteria, but our experience, I got to help me with that. What did I say about experience? Somebody help me out. Help me out, Minister, right there. But your experience is before what? Come on, somebody help me. Most of us don't fit the criteria, but our experience. I get it. It'll come to me. I go over my notes. I go before. Amen. Allows us the opportunity. I put our experience allowed us the opportunity. Okay. Thank you. All right. That's good for me. All right. It's those things right there. Mark it. No, you have been chosen for right now. Hallelujah. The world as it stands is under indictment and under investigation. 7, most of us don't fit the criteria, but our experience allows us the opportunity to advance. All right. I'm done. Don't look back. Look at somebody say, don't look back. Don't look back. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you today. We honor you today. We glorify and we magnify your name. Father, we thank you right now that we've been chosen and selected for this time and hour that we're in. And every man and woman of God that you have carefully selected for such a time as this will see the benefits of their next on today. And we give you praise, glory, and honor to this. So in Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. All right, Administrator Brian, you can bring the commercial in and come right back. We'll open up the line, and then we're going to be gone. Bless you on today.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right. Thanks to God. Bless the Lord today. All right. If you have a question in the comments for me, blog side, hit the one on your dial. Now we'll bring you in if you're over there. On Blog Talk Radio. You can hit the one and come in. If you're on the conference line, anything, any questions and comments in the chat room, Administrator Rita Bryant, for me.
No, sir, all lines are clear at this time.
All right, blog side, bless you. Thank you so much. All right, conference line side, if you're over here, hit *6 and come on in now. If you have a question and comment for me, amen. The message is, don't look back in a pivotal time in the earth now. We bless the Lord. All right, people of God, we thank God for what the Lord is doing. We bless the Lord for you all. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, you can go to Hashtag MoneySat, RFPIM, and sow a seed. If you desire to do that, make a donation. Or you can go to Zelle and We Restore You. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. You can go to PayPal at Laron Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. Or you can go to our website at We Restore You. That's the letter U.org. Go up to the left corner, right side corner, and sow a seed and be a blessing unto that. I thank God for you, people of God, and the saints of God. Take the word of God today. Don't look back. Very pivotal. Don't look back. Everything, this whole month, as I spoke it to the voice of God, to the world, everything you saw, from July 1st to now, resignation, leaving, assassin, farewell address, people selling out, the world turning point right now. Number one, you're God's investment. Number two, he can trust you to be part of hosting his team, hosting him and his team. Number three, They can only follow you and can't stop you. Number four, you are in an unstoppable era in this hour. Number five, your life experience is going to give you anything you want in this time. Your life experience is going to give you anything you want in this time. The world as it stands is under indictment and under investigation. Number seven, most of us don't fit the criteria, but our experience allow us opportunity to advance. Most of us don't fit. A criteria. But our experience allow the opportunity, allow us the opportunity to advance. Those are the seven points. All right? Bless you on today. Any final words on your end, Administrator Richard Bryan?
Just some quick reminders, Dr. Matthews. You will remember the date, August the 4th. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker on a Zoom call with the Apostolic and Prophetic Empowerment Acceleration hosted by Prophetess Sonia Epps. And this is a Zoom call with a registration fee of $100. More information can be found on Prophet Matthews' page and the ministry page. And that's on August the 4th. Excuse me. August 19th and the 21st, you can join Dr. Matthews in Atlanta, Georgia, for the REACH conference, August the 28th, we'll be in Atlanta for Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV. It's a formal gala. The registration fee is $150. You can register for your ticket at ttwwntv.com. That's Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker on that night, and Dietrich Hatton's mother will be there as well. September 16th and the 18th, you can join Dr. Matthews in San Antonio, Texas for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference in San Antonio, Texas, hosted by our very own Prophetess Tina Rice. September the 25th through the 26th, you can join Dr. Matthews in New Albany, Mississippi. September the 30th through October the 2nd, you can join Dr. Matthews in Orlando, Florida.
Minister, that one.
Sir?
Minister, that. That has been canceled today. I got the information. I was going to give that to you. So that one is canceled for the October. That one. So yeah, I'm sorry. So you have to make you can put that as a count. Yeah, that's because they're moving into 2023. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. October the 28th through the 30th is Family Values Conference 2022, and the birthday celebration for Dr. Luan Matthews. More information is forthcoming for that event as well. Now, for Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love Conference, for more information, you can contact Prophetess Tina Rice at 210-849-6182. The registration fee is $50, and the hotel is the Marriott San Antonio Airport, and the number there for the reservation is 800-228-9290, and the code is Bridging the Gap. Again, that's Prophetess Tina Rice. The number is 210-849-6182 for registration. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027. And while you're visiting the ministry website, please don't forget to purchase your book, Love the Unfinished Chapter. You can purchase it as well at Amazon.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
All right. God bless you, Minister Ryan. People of God, have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom and go to my prayer for you all today. God bless you.
You might not see it, but you're standing in victory. Listen, I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Change, I've been there.
And I've had the joys of pain.
But there's nothing like a plane.
I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
Oh, I've trained.
couldn't see.